This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk tech with Mike Agarbo of The App Show. You can find The App Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. And today, Mike is joining us from Budapest, Hungary. Man, the Mike Agarbo world tour continues. Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, Mike, let's jump into the first topic here, which is Apple's new AirPods. At its showcase last week, Apple introduced new updates to its Mac Mini and its Mac Pro. But let's begin with the AirPods. Tell us about the updates to these snazzy headphones.
Yeah, they have refreshed. I think this is generation 3 of the AirPods. They've added spatial audio now. So if you're a big Apple Music fan, a lot of the music there can take advantage of this new feature. So it kind of envelops you in the environment, so to speak. Better battery life on them as well. And I think coming in around the $200 mark for them.
Not too shabby. Okay, Mike, I've got to press pause here for a second. Are you in the middle of a town square right now?
I think I might be, yeah. I think there's like a big cathedral or something behind me right now, St. Stephen's, in the middle here of Budapest. It's pretty stunning.
My gosh, when I grew up, I want to be Mike Agarbo. Let's jump into the world of the Mac Mini and MacBook Pro. What did we learn about this, a new edition of the Mac Mini? I know it's one that a lot of people like because it's a nice budget option to get some of that Mac computing power.
Yeah, not much updated on the Mac Mini. What they really were announcing with the updates to the chips they're using, especially in the new Mac books that are coming out. So basically a Pro and a Max version. And, you know, we've spoken about this before. Apple is getting into doing their own processors. They've done away with the Intel chips going forward. So these are the latest generations. And anyone who's into doing video editing or photography, any type of creative work, they are salivating over these new MacBooks because of the sheer power on them. So in many cases, depending what you're doing, 2 to 5 times faster than the predecessor, and basically way pretty well Windows laptops in the market right now.
Mike, yesterday on the show, we talked to Nelson Rego a teensy bit about the new music voice plan, but give us a bit of a reminder about what it is.
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting thing that they did. So this is only going to work on Apple devices that have Siri. And so they're trying to create another, I guess, entry-level price for people to get into the Apple Music subscription world. So typically, you know, it'd be around the $10 mark for Apple Music. But with this, they're coming in at $4.99. But you have to use your voice. You have to use Siri to select your songs and your playlists. So, you know, if you've got an iPhone or one of the new HomePod minis, which are coming out in a whole bunch of different colors, this might be a plan for you. So basically, using Siri, you just tell it what kind of songs or genre of music you want, and it'll play it back on that particular device. You won't be able to go into the app to select particular songs. You can with your voice, but not in the app. So I guess they're just trying to get more customers in, essentially.
Very good. That's really cool. Well, let's go from one tech giant to another tech giant over to Apple, over to Google, where they introduced their new Google Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro at a showcase last week. And some industry observers have called the new Pixel the biggest one-year-to-year phone upgrade seen in a long time. Mike, that's kind of high praise. Do you agree with that sentiment?
I have to say, yeah, we've had a chance to actually use it on our trip here so far, and they've really upped the game with this particular one. There's been a lot of complaints in the past, previous Google Pixel phones about the battery life. They've fixed that. They've put a fantastic new camera system in this new phone as well. It's 50 megapixels, but they're actually split that into 4 and then combine that into producing one picture. The bottom line is it's allowing in more light to get better photography. And they've also got some kind of cool features as well. One of them that I like is called Magic Eraser. And this is kind of neat. For example, we were at this big palace in Austria last week, and we took a picture of the palace, but there's all these pesky people in the way. Using your finger, you could basically erase them out of the picture, and it just would automatically take them off. It's just simply stunning.
Oh my gosh, you feel like Thanos with that kind of power, just snapping your finger and making people disappear. Mike, in regards to that year-over-year upgrade, the Google Pixel was already a well-thought-of phone. In fact, a lot of users who have it really, really like it at its price points. But when we're talking about this kind of technological upgrade year-over-year, does this now put them in the same conversation with the flagship phones of, say, Samsung or Apple?
I would say, yeah. And, you know, from our initial tests over the past week, some of the other journalists I'm traveling with would say this is the number one Android phone on the market at this point. So
Wow. They've
improved, again, all these features, the camera system, the battery. They've got their own chip inside now. So they're kind of like Apple making their own chips. It's called the Tensor chip. So they're able to do a lot of the computation and the AI right on the device itself. So, for example, it'll just automatically transcribe your voice into text or translate different languages automatically in the phone itself without having to go to the cloud to do it. So they've really upped the game on this one.
And let's jump over to one more tech company, because Huawei also unveiled some new products. They announced a pair of new smartwatches dubbed the Watch GT3, as well as a new pair of wireless earbuds called the FreeBuds Lipstick. That sounds kind of confusing. Let's take these one at a time. The Watch GT3, what are we looking at in regards to this smartwatch?
I think the big feature with this is that it's now coming in two different sizes, a 46 millimeter and a 42 millimeter. It's made for people that are into health and fitness. It's got over 100 different workout modes built into it. It does the heart rate monitoring, probably better than most other wearables in the market right now. They've really upped the sensor quality and size on it. But the big thing for me, and I think for a lot of people that are using wearables, is the battery life. You know, I look at Apple Watches, for example. You're lucky if you get a full day out of that battery. These can go for 2 to 3 weeks, depending which size you get, which is just phenomenal.
Wow, that is quite a long battery life. No doubt about that one. What are we looking at in regards to a price tag?
They haven't announced the full Canadian pricing yet, but we're anticipating in the $300 to $400 range for these. So, you know, for the features that are built in, the battery life, this is, probably one of the better value wearables out in the market right now.
And let's finish up by talking about these FreeBuds, the FreeBuds Lipstick. Again, I think that's such a bizarre name for a set of earbuds, but who am I to decide? I'm not in the marketing department. It's okay. Mike, tell us a little bit about these earbuds, what they want to accomplish here.
It was funny at this event, you know, they're announcing all these, you know, a new phone for Europe and, you know, these new watches, but everyone was blown away by these Lipstick earbuds. So the feature, just the form factor, look like regular wireless earbuds, but they fit in a special case that looks like a lipstick case. With the lid on, you would not be able to tell it apart from an actual lipstick, essentially. You basically open it up, the case is magnetic, so it's, you know, snapped on and off quite nicely. And the little earbuds are like this bright red, kind of, I guess, to mimic lipstick color. But it's pretty cool. So there's like a battery in the case that helps charge them when you're out on the go. And I think it's more kind of a fashion statement, essentially. So, you know, if you're interested in getting your loved one some new wireless earbuds and they're kind of into the fashion world, these are the must-have for Christmas if you can get your hands on them.
Any word on the price tag for these bad boys?
They haven't announced the official one, but we're thinking in the $200 to $250 range when it hits Canada. So, you know, if you've ever had a chance to try out Huawei's other earbuds, they always make some of the best ones in the marketplace. So these are going to be pretty good too.
Mike,
and they look cool.
Mike, thank you so much for taking some time away from your trip to talk to us today. Very jealous of your globetrotting lifestyle. Enjoy Budapest.
Thank you. See you guys.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.